Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
I'm Hal Tausig. I am this summer, 2019, visiting Holden Village for the 13th time as a teacher. It's really a pleasure. I've brought some of my family with me, having really a good time. And I'm teaching two courses this semester, and I'm a teacher and student of the early Christian writings, sometimes called the early Christ writings. And one of my courses is on that. Another is working with the faculty and the staff here at Holden about the future of worship. So I'm going to talk a little bit about both of those. First of all, our course about the ancient Christ movement documents is about two documents. One, the Gospel of Luke, which is in people's Bibles. And then right alongside it is the Gospel of Thomas. And so we're reading both the Gospel of Thomas and the Gospel of Luke together, one hour a day for five days. And we are comparing these two texts, one inside the Bible, one outside the Bible, and especially looking at what Jesus teaches in each of those Gospels. The Gospel of Thomas was discovered about 70 years ago. The Gospel of Luke seems to have been written in the second century and been held all along by Christians since then. So in the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus only talks. Nothing happens in the Gospel of Thomas. It's just sayings of Jesus. And I'll give you one or two sayings of the Gospel of Thomas that aren't in the Gospel of Luke. Many of the Gospel of Thomas's sayings are also in the Gospel of Luke and vice versa. But here's one that you may not have heard. Jesus said, "Let the one who seeks continue seeking until that person finds. And when that one finds, that person will be disturbed. And once that person is disturbed, he will become awed." This is a little bit different than how "seek and ye shall find" is written in the Gospel of Luke. For Luke, Jesus says, if you really want to know something, you just got to seek it and you will find it. Jesus in the Gospel of Thomas says the same thing, but it involves seeking and finding. And then when you're finding something that you've been seeking, you are disturbed. And then after you're disturbed, you are awed. So to a certain extent, that's the same thought, isn't it? And to another point, in another way, those are kind of different thoughts. Let me read you one other text from the Gospel of Thomas. Jesus said, "When you give birth to the one within you, that one will save you. If you do not have that one within you, that one will kill you." We don't have anything like that from the Gospel of Luke. But here, Jesus is saying in the Gospel of Thomas that actually what will save us is already inside us. And all we have to do is give birth to it from inside us. So we are having a really good time in comparing how much the Gospel of Thomas and how much the Gospel of Luke are giving the same messages, how much the Gospel of Thomas can help us in ways that the Gospel of Luke can't, and vice versa. The other course that I'm teaching is called The Future of Worship. And this is actually a three-part course. We had the first part in last winter, the second part now, and I will teach the third part in later in July and August here at Holden Village. We're working with the staff here at Holden Village and with visitors and guests here to think about, since so much of worship in Christianity in the United States is falling apart, people aren't attending anymore, we're asking ourselves, what would a future worship look like? And what can come to birth in the future, wherever, for, and we're talking mainly about American Christians. So we're right in the middle of all of this thinking. We've looked at the history of worship in humankind. And we've seen, for instance, the early Christ people, they didn't have worship like ours at all. What the early Christ people did in the first and second century is they had these long meals together in which they drank a lot of wine, ate a lot of food, and they lay down together. They were reclining. That's what people in those days did. So can you feature yourself now when you are worshiping, that what you do is lie down together, sing a lot, talk a lot, drink a lot, and get to know each other? So we wonder, might in the future Christians worship like that again, as they did for the first 200 years? Or maybe worship in the future will be a lot online, or maybe it won't be in local settings so much, or maybe there'll be all kinds of different music than we have now in our churches. We're not sure that we can come up with exact answers, but what we are clear on is that in our day, worship in American churches is drastically declining. Not everywhere. Some people would say, the evangelicals are the churches that are growing. But we, all of the think tanks of evangelical scholars are saying even they are declining in people who come to their worship. So it's a big question as to whether there is another kind of future for the churches in America besides radical decline. We in this almost year-long study together, we don't want to ignore difficulties or possibilities in the future of the worship. We know that we're just on the way. We know that there are new kinds of churches doing new kinds of worship, and we're examining them to see how much they might help. So both courses are kind of in the middle of new discovery. One of ancient texts and the other of a very important challenge to people who want to worship in our day. It's really great to do this here at Holden Village, and I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.